tuned in correctly this morning.
Studios. This is the Marty Shergold Show.
An Australian mum has taken to Facebook to express her guilt over her daughter's very simple dinner after she couldn't be bothered to cook.
It's why I'm easy.
Easy dinners.
Yeah.
Discuss. What's that meal you just make for the kids when you're knocking something together because they're saying they're hungry and in your mind you're hoping that the day will just end?
Hard-boiled egg.
Hard-boiled egg.
That's easy.
We used to have a lot of toast when we were kids.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, is there anything easier?
Spaghetti on toast out of a can?
Yep, than throwing baked beans on toast in front of your kids.
Yeah, that'll do ya.
Fill them up with milk.
Mm.
Here's some baked beans on toast and a litre of milk.
Done. Dinner done.
Here's what this mum put together. She cooked some plain pasta, and there it is there. What do you call the pasta that's like that?
Not rigatoni.
Spiral.
She cooked some plain spiral pasta, and I mean plain spiral pasta, and a couple of old frankfurters, just little sausages. Yeah, little sausages.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well,
cocktail frankfurters. That's it. Cocktail frankfurters. I love a cocktail frankfurter.
Cheerios? Did anyone call them Cheerios?
No.
No. Is that a Queensland? Okay, yeah, so don't say that. Back away. Yeah,
although, no. Marty, you used to say little boys, and that made me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we don't call them little boys. That's one thing we do not call them. Give us a bowl of little boys, Mum.
No.
It depends what age you are, too, if you're asking for little boys. If I say to Ange, give us a bowl of little boys, that sounds far worse than, say, a little boy saying, could I have some little boys, Mum?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
It's an age thing. And probably gender, too. So she's whacked a couple of cocktail frankfurters next to some pasta in a bowl and just lobbed that in front of the kids and then felt bad about it. Yeah. She also served it, and she's trying to make this okay, with some sugar-free cordial. What an awful dinner.
It's going to improve. Well, it's better than nothing. It's better than going hungry.
Oh, totes. But
and then, sometimes you're busy.
Of course. And instead of criticism, and this is how wonderful the world can be sometimes, she was met by praise from other parents who then started sharing their own suggestions for easy dinners and urged the mum to stop feeling guilty. Watch your easy dinner with the kids where you just go, you know what? Here it is. It's in front of you.
Clint, what's yours?
Hey, guys. I've been known to just crack a couple of eggs on a plate, put it in the microwave for a minute.
Yeah.
And then if you want to go gourmet, they can put some tomato sauce on it. But...
an egg.
Daryl, what's yours?
One egg, one banana, mash it up and fry it.
Yeah.
An egg and a banana and just fry it. I've never heard of that.
Mash it up like banana fritters, really. The kids love them.
The kids love them.
All right.
Oh, they do.
Oh, good on you, Daryl.
All right, let's go.
Sounds disgusting.
No, they're good. I used to make them a lot.
What, an egg and a banana mashed
up? It's like a little pancake, banana pancake.
Fritter. That's what Daryl does.
No, it's not. Okay. It's a banana sitting in an egg.
I'm going to make some for you.
Okay.
Disgusting.
Matt, should I stay at your place?
No. Not for breakfast.
We'll see.
No.
Let's not make rules. Well, we always have to
have
rules.
Let's have rules.
Why don't we see how things go?
Let's have rules. Rules are fun.
Stick with rules.
Rules set boundaries.
So many rules.
Embrace those rules. Matt?
A bowl of shredded cheese.
Yes.
And that's it, Matt?
And that is it.
Just grate cheese into a bowl?
Yeah, I don't even grate it. Just pour it out of the bag already shredded. So
oh, my
it's
God.
Like
we're going to have to
10-second prep.
We've got to get Docs involved. How lucky were you is the question we're asking right now. Kylie, how lucky were you? Because Daniel Andrews, as we learn more and more about this injury, seems as though he was very lucky. He's narrowly avoided permanent spinal damage after his fall last week, and they reckon he's going to end up having 6 weeks off. How lucky were you? Have you had a fall? Have you had an accident where you just walked away and went, holy hell?
Close call.
How did I get away with that? She's up all night till the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky. Mr. Andrews has made a statement. As you know, at around 6:30 last Tuesday, I fell heavily on wooden steps at the front of a rental beach house that our family had been staying at for the long weekend. We also noticed he didn't try and come back on the Monday evening because the traffic was a nightmare.
Yeah, awful.
I landed flat on my back, how's this, and hit the steps hard directly below the shoulder blades, fracturing at least five ribs, and sustaining an acute compression fracture of the T7 vertebra. I narrowly avoided permanent damage to my spinal cord.
He's so lucky. Yeah.
He's so lucky. He could have ended up in a wheelchair, which would have just, you know, obviously, this is just like worst case scenario.
Yeah.
But, I mean, even 6 weeks off work for him, in a way, I mean, as awful as this injury is, if there was ever a bloke who needed 6 weeks off, and this is not how you want it, Christ, I hope he gets a chance to put his feet up and just relax.
Yeah. Catch up on some shows.
Catch up on some shows, watch a bit of Netflix. Yeah.
Some Stan.
Get KO.
Man. Get KO. Beautifully done, Lauren.
That's right.
If he doesn't get KO this weekend on the 14-day free trial, he's not human. Inter?
How lucky were you, Inter?
I was extremely lucky. Morning, everyone.
Good morning, Inter.
I was out running in the morning and I got hit by the rubbish truck.
Oh, my God. Did you have headphones on or is there a reason why you didn't see the rubbish truck?
No, I did have headphones on, but I did see it, but it didn't indicate. So it wasn't supposed to turn into where I was running.
Right,
so
and then bang.
It did.
And what happened? You bounced off it. You obviously didn't go under it.
No, correct. Didn't go under. I had lots of breaks, so multiple skull fractures,
eye
sockets, nose, shoulder, wrist.
Oh, God,
but,
Inter.
Yes, I got up and went to walk back home, and the truck driver's like, what are you doing? Where are you going? I've called an ambulance. So,
you were in massive shock, Inter.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But, 8 weeks later, back at work.
I have a show bag, Inter. Jesus Christ.
Hang on there. Tristan. How lucky were you?
Yeah, mate. Oh, I guess I was pretty lucky, eh?
What happened, Tristan?
I was driving around the hills back home in NZ and I decided to look down at my stereo and accidentally drove off a cliff.
God.
Yeah, I rolled 70 metres down into a valley, broke my neck.
My God.
Crushed my car, broke one of my mates. You know, we're all alive, but, you know.
But you were so lucky. I'm not going to lie, I did not understand a word of that.
The Marty Sheargold Show, Triple M. Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M.
Lowest paid job you've ever had is the question we're asking now. What was the worst paid job you've ever had? When I was a kid, we used to do the milk run, and you'd go to the milk depot at 5 o'clock in the arvo. You weren't allowed to load the milk truck until 5 on the knocker, and all the trucks would be lined up in the dock, and then the freezers would open, you'd load the milk in, and then I used to get dropped home at about 8:30 that night by Les Umback, who dropped me back out the front of my joint, and it was about 8:30. And we'd get $11 for 3.5 hours of running around like maniacs with glass bottles in our hands.
I worked in Mum and Dad's ice cream shop and I got $3 an hour.
Oh.
Washing dishes out the back. They wouldn't even put me out the front.
Mate,
that's child labour.
I know, it was.
But that's
I was
right.
taken advantage
that's
of.
That's a family business.
Yeah, it's different.
You know, that's the expectation.
It's chores.
Mum's mother used to send a taxi to pick her up from school when they lived in Sydney, and there'd be a taxi out the front and they'd say, Lorraine, your taxi's here, and Mum would have to go and work in the shop. Her mother would pick her up from school in a taxi to make her go to work.
Right.
I bet that was for Nick's.
Yes.
Pharmacists are the lowest paid graduates in Australia, with new data revealing the profession offers those straight out of university a $49,000 salary. For pharmacists. They seem so important up the back there.
I reckon.
On a little raised platform, dispensing drugs. And I'd be a good pharmacist, I tell you what.
At uni for what, 4 years, 3 or 4 years doing?
Probably.
Yeah.
It'd have to be 4, wouldn't it, for pharmacists?
At least. Most uni degrees are 4 years.
I mean, you don't want those guys getting it wrong.
No.
The graduate outcomes survey by Quality Indicators for Learning and Teaching revealed pharmacists came in nearly $13,000 below the median full-time salary of university graduates. So if you're thinking about making serious coin first year out of uni, maybe pharmacy Is that what it's called?
Pharmacist. Pharmaceutical?
Pharmacists. Pharmacists.
Yeah.
Maybe being a pharmacist.
Yes. A pharmacist.
Is not for you.
Yeah.
Dentists are the highest paid graduates, with men new to the profession making $90,000. And here's an interesting one for pay parity. Women new to the profession making $79,000.
What's the difference there?
Gender.
That makes my stomach turn.
Gender is the difference there. There's absolutely no reason that a male dentist would be paid any more than a female dentist.
Correct.
Absolutely none whatsoever. Dig.
G'day, guys. Back in the day, and I'm showing my age, we used to be able to earn a quid by peak hour traffic, walk between the cars, and we would sell the Herald. So I was a Herald boy.
Yeah.
2 hours and sell about 30 to 40 papers, and I got paid half a cent per paper.
Half a cent per paper? Holy hell.
That's nothing.
It's like 1800s London.
Let's go to Alan.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Hey, Alan.
My worst job was I used to work all day at the footy selling lollies and chocolates and drinks off the trays when I was a kid.
Yeah.
On a good day, you'd make about $2.
Oh, my God, for a whole day's work.
For an entire day.
You'd get
groups of kids come up. One would pick up 3 or 4 bars, then their mates would grab one each and run.
Yes.
And do you chase the ones with one, or do you stay with the guy that's got 3? And then he goes, oh, no, I don't want them, and drop them back and leave.
Oh, I wouldn't chase any of them, Alan. It's just a suspicious bar, wouldn't. For God's sake. A day's bad enough without getting punched in the face at the end of it.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of the tabernacle. Jesus showed up on a piece of toast, it's a tale from the tabernacle.
Jesus showed up on a piece of toast. What up, DC? On the pots and pans.
Tales from the Tabernacle.
Tales from the Tabernacle. We're all excited because we love that opener.
Yeah, we do.
Let's play it one more time.
Yeah, should we play it again?
Yeah, it's fun.
All right, hang on. Let's just stop this.
Tales from the Tabernacle.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of the Tabernacle. Jesus showed up on a piece of toast, it's a tale from the Tabernacle.
Oh, great stuff.
Nikki Holkiston was shopping for dinner at her local Aldi in the town of Dundee in Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have a cup of tea, Giorgio? No, not me best.
No.
It's terrible.
Well, it was awful. When she happened upon a bag of potatoes. It says, when she happened upon a bag of potatoes, Aldi. What's that mean?
What?
Is that one of yours? Of course it's one of yours.
Yes.
I'll just read it as it's written. When she happened upon a bag of potatoes, Aldi. Two T's in Scotland as well.
Oh.
Two T's in Scotland, just Will from the sidelines.
There you go.
Throwing fellow team member Lauren under the bus. Once home and on closer inspection of the pack, Nikki, 2 K's, discovered what appears to be the Son of God staring back at her from the potato skin. Nikki said, I've seen stories before about people finding Jesus in their food, but I can never usually see it. This was just so obviously him. I mean, Troy?
Oh, it doesn't look anything like him.
Rather than alert her local priest, Nikki admitted that hunger got the better of her and she's since eaten her Jesus spud. Tales from the Tabernacle. I love it.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M. Marty Sheargold. Now on Triple M.
If you ever want to pour yourself a glass of red, shut the doors, close all the windows, cry at home on your own, Memory is the song for you.
Oh, that song.
As you get older in life and realise that everyone's dying or moving away. Holy hell.
Cheer up, everyone.
Hey, this is our new game. This is fun. Troy just came at us one day and went, I've got an idea. And we all immediately went, you've had a great idea.
You liked it.
It's called Yearbook.
Mm-hmm.
Explain how it works.
Well, basically, I will give the three of you, Marty, Will and Lauren, an event from history. And you have to tell me the year that it happened. Now, the closest without going over that year will be awarded 1 point.
Yes.
And anyone who gets the exact year will receive 1 point.
Good.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Best of 5, first of 3. You are the carryover champion.
I know.
By the way, mate.
And you know what you're going to find is that that will more often than not be the case.
Here's the first question. What year did Julia Gillard become Australia's first female Prime Minister?
I will not be lectured about sexism and misogyny by this man. I will not. And the government will not be lectured about sexism and misogyny by this man. Not now, not ever.
Gee, it's hard. Because there's been so many.
Yeah, there's a few.
No, there was about five in a row.
So I know she lost an election to Tony Abbott in 2010.
We did have to get rid of something there. That's
Lauren had a brain explosion like a child.
That's unbelievable.
I'm not allowed to play anymore.
Just had to dump something, get rid of something.
The chimp brain took over.
First question was the answer to the first question, which was the year Julia Gillard became Prime Minister, is 2010. Lauren, you got it.
2012.
She became it just before the election.
Yeah, all right, we don't need to, you to talk us through what, as it turns out, was a wrong answer from you.
No, let's go to question two. What year did Fitzroy merge with the Brisbane Bears to form the Brisbane Lions?
Oh, that is a walk-up start for Will.
Yeah, that's what I was
thinking.
He's
a Queenslander.
All right, what year was it?
Holy hell.
The boys from old Fitzroy,
I'll say that, but I don't really know. I'm saying 94.
94. We'll say 96.
Oh, I said 92.
It is 96. Will.
Will.
He's going to get that.
The Bears last year. Michael Voss won a Brownlow.
Oh, righty.
We're doing the stats, thanks.
No one cares about the Brisbane Bears, mate. I can tell you that.
Score, Matty?
One for Lauren, one for Will.
Question three.
You playing, Marty?
Yeah, good stuff from you. You're fired.
What year? What year did Kath and Kim start on the telly?
Here's your statue, Mum.
Oh, what for the love of God is that?
It's a statue you wanted.
Well, no, it's not, Kim.
Yes, it is. It's a statue of little baby Jesus.
Little baby Jesus? Oh, little baby Jesus, Kim, Jesus.
I have no idea.
Neither.
But I'm going to say 2002.
I went three.
I went three as well.
2002. It is, Marty.
Oh, I'm on the board.
Isn't this tight? This is one
I'm on the board. Right. Say what you said earlier.
No.
No. No,
we are having a proper chat.
I'm still sweating.
I'm not sure we're in delight.
We're having a proper chat. Question four. What year did Tom Cruise tell Peter Overton from 60 Minutes to put your manners back
Here's the thing, Peter. Yeah. You're stepping over a line now. You're stepping over a line. You know you are.
I suppose they're questions, though, that people want to know.
Peter. You want to know. Take responsibility for what you want to know. Don't say what other people. This is a conversation that I'm having with you right now.
You're right.
Okay. So I'm just telling you right now, okay, just put your manners back in.
Do you think I was out of line?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I apologize for that sincerely.
All right. What year was it?
I just got read the
writer. I said 2006.
I went five.
It is 2005.
You guessed.
Takes
that's
the lead.
No skill.
What do you mean I guessed?
You guessed.
What did you do?
Guessed?
Will's on two. If you get the next one right, Will, you're the winner.
Oh.
Okay, no pressure. Question five. What year was the movie Bridesmaids released?
What did we eat? Sinks are gone.
What are you doing?
It's coming out of me like lava. Don't you look at me.
All right, I'm pretty confident.
I don't really know. I'll go 2014.
10.
I'm pretty sure it's 11.
It's 11.
Yeah! Yeah! Oh! I was going to say
11. Good win.
You
thank
settle
you guys.
Down, Lauren.
Yeah, settle down, Loz.
You've lost your mind.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.